Test 2. Task 1. 1.
This is a customer announcement. The next train to arrive at Platform 3 is the delayed 2:15 service to Manchester Piccadilly. This service was delayed due to a signal failure. This train has 3 carriages. This service is now running 25 minutes late, so we ask you to board the train as quickly as possible. We apologise for this delay. Also, all trains to Blackpool North have been cancelled due to engineering work affecting this service. A rail replacement bus service is available and will depart from outside the station every 30 minutes. Passengers holding tickets for the Northern Rail Preston to Blackpool service may use the bus at no extra charge. Thank you for your patience, and we apologise for the inconvenience.
Two.
What is your opinion on electric scooters? Love them or hate them, it seems that they are becoming a more common sight in many cities. And according to a recent survey, around 50% of urban commuters have tried them at least once. On the one hand, they are environmentally friendly and produce zero emissions, which is much better than cars. On the other hand, safety is a big issue. Over the last year, there has been a 30% increase in e-scooter-related injuries in London hospitals. However, in every case, the rider wasn't wearing a helmet. Supporters say that with the right regulations, scooters can be a safe and practical way to get around the city. What do you think? Call in and share your opinion. 01210 777 555.
3.
In August 2015, a team of 6 scientists and researchers took part in an unusual experiment on the slopes of the Mauna Loa volcano in Hawaii. Their goal? To live for one full year in a specially designed dome that mimicked life on Mars. This experiment was called HISEAS, short for Hawaii Space Exploration Analog and Simulation, and was funded by NASA. It aimed to study what life might really be like for future astronauts on the Red Planet. The group, which included engineers, biologists, and a pilot, had to follow strict routines. Their habitat was just 11 meters in diameter and completely isolated. The participants were only allowed to go outside in full spacesuits, as if they were really on Mars. Their food was freeze-dried. Communication with the outside world had a 20-minute delay, just like it would on Mars. The idea behind HISEAS was not to test advanced technology, but to understand human behavior in long-term isolation. Would the team manage to stay positive, work together, and complete scientific tasks in such unusual and stressful conditions? Could they avoid arguments, homesickness, or emotional exhaustion? During the mission, the participants carried out various tasks: growing food, fixing equipment, conducting experiments, and writing reports. But more importantly, they also had to watch their own mental health. One participant said in an interview after the mission that living with 5 other people in such a small space for a whole year was the hardest part, and that they learned quickly that communication and community are everything. The mission ended in August 2016. After 365 days of simulated life on Mars, the team stepped out of the dome to applause and media attention. Scientists considered the project a success. It showed that, with preparation and the right personalities, humans might be able to live together peacefully on Mars. Some experts, however, pointed out the obvious differences. The Mauna Loa dome had breathable air, an emergency exit, and access to help if needed. Mars wouldn't offer such support. Others criticized the experiment for not including more cultural and personal diversity in the team. Despite that, HISEAS has continued with several shorter missions. It has helped scientists gather important data about teamwork, communication, and problem solving under pressure. All of this may one day help humans take that giant leap to Mars and live there for real.